clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There, I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There, I Said It
on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Don't you guys get it? You're never gonna afford a home if you keep buying avocado toast.
I literally went the other day to get avocado toast. It was like $14. So he's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
Did you put a fried egg on it? It shouldn't cost that much. If I go to Village Bakery, I get a piece of avocado toast with a fried egg. It's less than $7. It should not cost any more than that. I told you about the time, right? I went to the Ritz.
Yes.
Ordered the avocado toast for brunch. It was $30.
Yeah. That's a tough go around.
I was
sure.
Pissed. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text if you need to clear the air. This morning, let's go over to our friend Lori, who's weighing in first. She says, we need to all stop making people feel bad about not enjoying reading. There, I said it. Well, who's making anybody feel bad about that? If you can't read, you can't read. Or if you don't enjoy reading, that's
yeah, that's it's you. More so a leisurely thing. I physically can't read, so.
You can read.
Not really.
You read. You just have a hard time reading chapter after chapter because you can't digest what you just read.
Let me read this text. I'm so happy that school is back in session. There, I said it. I'm very curious to know if this is a teacher or a parent.
No, it's a parent.
But what if it's a teacher?
Well, then, same thing. Any excuse to send those kids either to the principal's office or home early, just so you can have a drink.
Period.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Where's the best place tonight for a double date? That's not super expensive. We need a place that's super entertaining, but not a lot of money and good food. Oh, I don't know, your living room? It's freezing out.
Yeah.
Or just go to Dave & Buster's.
Cold. V-cold.
If you want some serious entertainment, you gotta go to Dave & Buster's. There's so much to do there. Mm. When people aren't stabbing each other.
Yeah. But there's not a brawl breaking out.
Yeah.
Mean, that's like that and the Gohart place are the last standing entertainments in the Marketplace Mall.
The what?
Like place to go be entertained. Those are the last.
What's the other one you said, though, aside from David Buzz?
The go-kart place right there.
Yeah, that's. I think that's next door. That's a lot of fun, though. I do like that place.
Sure. This person says, everyone looks better with long hair. There, I said it. I don't know about everyone.
This is the longest.
I've seen men with long hair, and I'm so good.
This is the longest I've gone with my hair since COVID. Okay, it's been almost a month since I've gotten it cut, and it's just really bothering me.
You good?
No.
No.
Jen says people who complain about winter in upstate New York should just move away. Stop complaining. You know what to expect once winter hits. There, I said it. Yes, but it's just nice to vent, Jen. We know what to expect. You know?
Jen.
But why can't we just all be miserable together?
This is the segment, so.
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is literally just the segment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jen. This person says, it's not really worth it to get an autograph from a famous person. There, I said it. It isn't. They are right.
Why?
What are you doing with it?
I don't know. People have autographs of me on their bedroom wall.
Only people in Korea.
No. First of all, it's the Philippines.
Whatever.
And people here, too, in different states. Okay? California.
Just because Eugene, you signed Oregon. The wall of your apartment before you left.
That's not it.
This person says, getting dumped by a significant other via text is preferable. There, I said it. How is that?
Because if you probably don't want to deal with it or have a deep conversation, just be like, just break up with me over text and we'll be done with it.
I never have to see you again type of thing.
There are some people that would not like that, though. Like me, if we're dating, I deserve a phone call. I think most people do, depending on how serious it is, you know?
Right.
If you've dated between 2 to 3 years, you deserve a phone call.
Yeah, I would say, hopefully, someone's like a kind person.
Let's be respectful here, guys. What's up, Donald? Hi, guys. My girlfriend broke up with me last night. What's going on right now? Oh. Can you please play Biz Markie, Just a Friend? Also, if she says he is just a friend, do not believe her. There, I said it. Sure, I'll get that on for you,
She's
buddy.
She's lying. She's avoiding.
Yeah, that's all. That's what it comes down to. She's a total liar.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Our condolences, Donald. But you know what, buddy? You're better off.
Ugh. This person did not leave their name, which for good reason. They said kissing people who smoke cigarettes tastes good. There, I said it.
Ew. No, it does not.
I'll puke. No, I'm puking.
When was the last I literally reason? Puke. You got to tell me, when was the last time you made out with a smoker?
I've never. That's not true. College?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, college.
Girl in my class at MCC, photography class. Super pretty. We ended up having a date at Spot Coffee. Okay, and then she, I don't remember even how I got there, but she drove me home.
Not you blacking out over a coffee date. Not you putting
a passenger
Bailey's.
Princess. So we ended up kissing in the car, and I thought I was licking an ashtray. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And when I got out of the car, through the backseat window, she had a carton of cigarettes back there. A carton. I'm like, oh, this is such a shame, because she's so pretty. But
I would never do it. So... I would never date someone who smokes cigarettes. So you obviously cut it off there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This girl was smoking cigarettes, and I was like, if you keep doing that, I will not date you. Never to smoke another cigarette
Listen,
again.
If they're doing it before they meet you, I mean, they are who you are. You're not going to change someone unless they like you enough to be like, okay, I'm
They
done.
Did.
Yeah, clearly. But you want to talk about licking an ashtray? That's what it tasted like. I'm like, this is... How do you not notice this?
It's
there wasn't a bottle of Listerine in the world that can cure that.
It's a non-negotiable for me. It is. There, I said it. And if that makes me shallow, then that makes me shallow. Well, then I'm shallow.
You like what you like. Shauna
and
says,
I don't like what I don't like.
When the hell did Goodwill become so expensive? $10 for a shirt? These thrift stores are all trying to be Gucci. There, I said it. I don't know about that, Shauna.
Well, it's because people are flipping them. And they know that.
Goodwill.
Yes.
$10 is not expensive for a shirt at Goodwill, especially depending on what kind of shirt it is.
You got to go on Dollar Sundays. Everything's a dollar.
I didn't know anything about this.
I told you about it on the show. So,
oh, is that when the lady in line told you about it? Yeah. So if you guys are looking for cheap, cheap, cheap merchandise at Goodwill, Dollar Sundays.
But you gotta get there early because it's pretty picked over.
And I don't mean by cheap. I don't mean it's cheap stuff. I mean it's...
No, it's good stuff.
It's good stuff for half the cost.
The one in Victor? Go check it out.
All right. Dollar Sundays at Goodwill. Thank you so much, Shauna. Have a good one.
Get your 10,000 steps in while you listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy in the free Odyssey app.
Whoa.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY. 98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 1995 film, Seven. That's starring Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Spacey. This is an all-around family favorite, you guys.
I wouldn't say family favorite.
Before Breezy gets to her review, take a listen to our award-winning acting from a scene we acted out yesterday from the film on Moosterpiece Theater.
You can't see the whole picture just yet, can you? When this is done, when this is finished, people will barely be able to comprehend it. Only then. Only then. Will you see?
You're just a freak, aren't you, John? Huh? You think you're a real mastermind.
I can't wait for you to see. I really can't. It's going to be something real special. Something real special.
Well, when this big thing happens, I'm going to stand right next to you. So let me know, because I sure as hell don't want to miss it.
Don't you worry. You won't miss it. You won't miss a thing.
Cut.
The wheels came off there for a second.
They definitely came off yesterday. It amazes me every time we do the segment, Mooster Piece Theater, and we're acting out a scene, how many people think we're actually just having
a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our acting skills aren't great.
No.
Honestly.
They're so good.
It sounds like we're talking.
Yeah, they're so good. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 83%. Here's the breakdown. When retiring police detective William Somerset, Morgan Freeman, tackles a final case with the aid of newly transferred David Mills, played by Brad Pitt, they discovered a number of elaborate and grisly murders. They soon realize they are dealing with the serial killer, Kevin Spacey, who is targeting people he thinks represents one of the seven deadly sins. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it too, who is pregnant and afraid to raise her child in a crime-riddled city. I thought the movie was awesome.
I get it.
It was something, for sure. Why does Morgan Freeman play the same character in every movie?
That's what he's good at.
Every movie.
Yeah, he doesn't really have to act. He's one that just kind of talks. Mm-hmm. But he's great at what he does. And most of the movies he's in are like 4 days long. So.
No, literally.
Yeah, all of them.
My favorite Morgan Freeman movie, Flight. One of my faves.
Flight.
Loved it.
Was he in that? With Denzel Washington?
Oh,
wrong guy. I don't think that's it. No, I'm sorry. I don't think that's it. Are you thinking of the Shawshank Redemption?
Him.
No, that's not it at all.
Yep, that was Denzel Washington.
Well, let's get into your review, shall we? Because the wheels are starting to come off. First of all, did this movie hold up, Breezy?
No.
What do you mean? Yes, it held up.
No, it didn't hold up whatsoever. I mean, maybe back then. Can I just say something? I feel like serial killers were more prevalent back then than they are now.
Like the Dahmers and the John Wayne Gacy's and the Zodiac killers.
Why do you think that is? Just 'cause police has gotten better? Or
I honestly think people are way more sick today than they used to be. They just haven't been caught yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
But you know what I mean? Like,
but
you,
yes, there
you
was
don't
a,
hear about.
Not like you used to, sure. In the 70s, 80s, 90s, a lot of these serial killers on the loose, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think during its time, this movie may have held up, but it's your review. Go ahead.
So, back then, sure, it definitely was thriving. Now, I'm not really too sure. Didn't love Brad Pitt in this movie. Maybe I'm just biased and I don't love Brad Pitt at all. I thought his acting was poor. So, there I said it.
All right.
I lost the plot of the movie a couple of times.
Sure.
It's kind of confusing.
It's about the seven deadly sins.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. It's in the Bible. Right. Okay. There's seven deadly sins we all commit that you shouldn't probably commit. Hopefully none of us are committing murder, but some of us do. Let's go to your favorite scene in the film. Which one was it, Breeze?
I think it was the ending, the box.
Okay, so when the credits
reveal,
came out?
The big reveal of the box and when he shoots him. Because, like, honestly, the guy was John Doe or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So annoying that I just wanted him out of there.
Got it. Okay.
He was very annoying, and I felt like I played that role well.
If you're just joining us for Breezy's big movie review, the first one of 2025, last night she watched the film Seven with Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Spacey, an all-around family favorite. Who is your favorite character in the film?
Gwyneth.
Okay. Obviously. And your least favorite? Brad Pitt. All right.
Ugh.
But out of all the throwback moments in this film, considering it was made in 1995, what was your best throwback moment?
I think Morgan Freeman's top hat.
Okay, yes, sure.
Big detective vibes.
Not a lot of people are wearing the top vibes. Hat. The fedora.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know, just the wild goose chase of it all. It's like, are we really not going to figure this out? Are we really not going to figure this out?
Let's talk about what you've learned from the film, because every movie you take away something. What was it for the movie Seven?
I learned that, you know, aging gracefully is very important.
That's what you got
by looking at Brad Pitt.
That's what you got from this film for the best throwback moment.
No, I mean, from what I took away.
Or what you took away.
I mean, also, you can't trust anyone these days.
No, you can't.
You really can't, so.
All right, Breezy, let's get right into it. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring the movie 7?
Lost the plot there a couple times. Didn't love Brad Pitt. I thought John Dell was annoying. So I'm giving it a 2.5.
That's a terrible score.
Wasn't bad.
For a movie that was...
I could have gone lower.
I don't understand how. I mean, the movie up against its other films was way up there. All right, you're giving 7 a 2.5. That, so far, is that's the bottom of the barrel for 2025. Thanks, Breezy.
Hopefully that's the lowest score it gets this year.
You know what I mean? No. We're going to do Walk to Remember again, where you can score that a -3.
They didn't even walk!
98PXY is free, and always...
Gracie Abrams on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, any recommendations for non-drinking-related activities to do in Rochester this January? I can't think of any personally, but it feels like most of people socializing today involves the bar or nights out, etc.
Always.
However, we would love to hear from some of you who are doing Dry January, like our girl Breezy. What are some fun activities that you can do?
I love how my Dry January is just like me living, because I like barely drink anymore anyways, so it's not that much of a challenge. But
what's going on with that bottle? I will gladly take whatever that is.
Well, this is a classic coffee whiskey, and I'm going to wait until I can drink again and put it in my espresso martinis. Shout out Connor for getting that for me on Friday. But I was thinking, like, the weather is miserable. It's literally freezing. People don't want to go outside. What are you going to do to keep yourself busy? Because when it's cold out like this, all you want to do is stay inside and drink to warm yourself up, right? But you're not going to do that if it's Dry January.
You know,
so
it's funny you mentioned that too, because this is a conversation I had with a lot of people when I was living in California. I said, when you're like on the East Coast and it's a blizzard out and it's the middle of winter, people... they come together, they talk, they hang out.
Yeah.
You know, we're inside, we're playing cards with one another, we're socializing. They couldn't understand that. They couldn't wrap their heads around that. You know what I mean?
That's so weird.
Right.
That's so weird. I wonder what the correlation of that is with like social skills and moments and relationships, what the correlation is that. Like, obviously I feel like people on the East Coast have like deeper, more meaningful connections and relationships with people that they love.
Oh, I would disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying they have those moments to do that. When on the West Coast, you're very distracted by the weather. You can always go outside. You can always
that's what I'm... You're talking about the people on the East Coast. I thought you said West Coast.
No.
People on the East Coast, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And it's harder for people on the West Coast to understand that. And yeah, like you said, because everybody's just kind of out and about. You're always outside. You're doing your own thing. And everything's like just totally gnarly, man. It's like totally chill.
So rad.
Someone messaged in that paint night can be fun, where you and your significant other paint each other.
Yes. Did that once. Didn't end well.
No. Did a fight break out?
No, a fight didn't break out, but I did look like a man. She did paint me to look like a man. I was like, that's not me. That's not my jawline. Thank you so much.
Full-grown beard.
This person says, bars, you can go to a bar with alcohol-free cocktails, which we do have one of those in Rochester.
What's the name of it?
It's called Alt Bar.
Yes.
It's over in like North Winton area. Never been. Would love to check it out. Definitely.
I saw them on the news for promoting the party they were having for New Year's Eve.
I'm also the type of person, though, that I'm not going to spend $16 on a mocktail. Like, that's just not something
that's
going to do.
No, that's criminal.
But, like, that's your journey, Papa.
If I'm giving you $16 of my hard-earned money, you better make me feel a certain way. And that way is tipsy.
Tingly, for sure.
I want to feel something.
Another thing that someone texted in is take up yoga.
Yep, yoga is a good one.
I don't know if that's...
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Matt. Haven't drank for the past year, and a huge help for me has been going to the sauna or steam room once a week with a friend of mine, or on my own, and usually we just stop for coffee on the way home. Yeah, I kind of do that now alone. Yeah. It's very nice. what do I not do alone?
Yeah, right. I mean, you me, are alone.
Me on a Saturday night painting myself in a mirror.
It's like, why are you wearing a wig? This person says, I know this is such an underrated thing to do, but comedy shows are so much fun. They are.
I haven't been to one in quite some time.
Always forget that they're a thing. Comedy at the Carlson obviously is amazing. I'm going to a show on the 23rd
Comedy at
January.
The
January. Dombrowski?
Joe, how do I know that name?
So he was a teacher turned comic.
What's his name?
Joe Dombrowski.
The old Browski.
Browski?
Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy.
You know this guy?
He's got a good social media presence.
Mm-hmm. They always do. And I'm going to a comedy show on Friday, too. What else is there? This person... this is what I'm really looking forward to during this time and what I'm really prioritizing for 2025. Pampering yourself. Once a week, do something for you. It's so easy to get into this slump of, like, seasonal depression and not feeling like yourself because it's, like, so gross out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got a spray tan for no reason.
I know.
I did. Yeah. I did.
You're looking very tan today.
Thank you.
There's nothing authentic about it, but you know, you got to coach yourself sometimes. You know what I mean? You look great.
I do.
Yeah, and that's one thing that people like to do too, is when it looks like and feels like this outside in the middle of winter in upstate New York, some people just want to go to a tanning bed.
But do whatever you can do to make yourself feel better. You know what I mean?
Got to get that vitamin D. All right.
Period. Period.
So if you are doing dry January, there are plenty of activities. Breezy's going to post all, there's 50 of them here in front of us. She's going to post all 50 on her social media page. So you can go and check that.
Take up a craft.
You can take up a craft.
Start needle pointing.
Anything. Why not? That's what my mom's doing. She made so many sweaters and dropped them off at Open Door Mission. She's just an angel.
She literally is.
She's an absolute angel. So if you guys are doing dry January, best of luck. I failed this last year around this time. So I made it the first 48
really
hours.
You did. And then on the third, you were cracking open White Claws on the air.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, cheers. I'm like, I'm not drinking. Thank you so much.